brothers, sisters, friends from the Muslim community, the Jewish community, the Christian community, or people of other faiths or no faiths at all, I extend to you greetings of peace. I know before coming here, I understand that controversy has preceded me, as we can see in this hall. It's a good turnout, and I thought to myself, well, obviously, I must be a very famous guy, that's why so many people come out. But I don't think I'm going to kid myself. I know that it's the topic that we are talking about tonight, which is of greater interest, I'm sure, to all of you. And that is, of course, this aspect of threats of war against Iran that have been going on for a long time, but in fact they have escalated in the last few weeks. And much of this propaganda that goes on with respect to Iran, in fact, can be encapsulated in your own local paper here. I'll hand it this issue of the Hamilton Spectator of today, in which there is an editorial cartoon showing Iran's President Ahmadinejad as well as Barack Obama. And this is what they say. Ahmadinejad is quoted to have said, "We need a nuclear program to protect ourselves from a foreign attack." That's what has been presented in this editorial cartoon. And Barack Obama is saying, "We must attack Iran to prevent them from having the atomic bomb." Now, part of this is true, the other part is completely false. The false part, of course, is the first one. Ahmadinejad has never said that we need a bomb in order to protect ourselves from anybody. If anybody has been following his statements over the years, they would know that repeatedly, in response to questions about Iran's nuclear program, he has repeatedly stressed that we don't need to build bombs. The age of bombs is over. You cannot blackmail people with atomic bombs or any other kinds of bombs. In fact, he has said that for your 20,000 bombs addressing the United States, we are not going to build one or two bombs. We are not going to build any bombs. We are going to respond to you with logic and with rational reasoning and with moral authority. But obviously, that's something that the Americans, who are tone deaf to reality, and I'm not talking about the American people, I'm talking about the American elite that have run their country to the ground economically, financially, politically, and militarily, that they are hell-bent on starting another war. And I'm going to talk about what might happen if there is a war, what would be the consequences of that war, and whether the world can afford that war. But first, I want to say that it seems to me, regrettably, that the American elite are actually power drunk. They think they are intoxicated by their technological power. They think that they can go around bullying people around the world and terrorizing other people into submission. And as a part of this effort, they indulge in massive disinformation campaigns. But in the case of Iran, they have done something much more than that. For the last 33 years, since Iran had its revolution, that they refer to as the Islamic Revolution, that occurred, which would have its 33rd anniversary in a few days' time, since that event 33 years ago, Iran has been subjected to not only a campaign of disinformation, but there has been sabotage, there have been assassinations, there have been bombing campaigns against Iran, a full-fledged invasion of Iran by Iraq, supported by the Arab regimes as well as by the West, including the United States, and including, regrettably, our own government in Canada. And the whole idea behind that war on Iran was to destroy that revolution. And yet Iran has been able to withstand that pressure for all of these 33 years.